engagement, involvement. A visit to the Monterey and Fentress County Senior Centers today in the Upper Cumberland. We continue our exploration of the work of senior centers across the Upper Cumberland as we bring Kelly Young, director of Fentress County Senior Center, to the microphone, along with Bridget Delk, who leads the Monterey Senior Center. Around the community, enjoy a relaxing night under the stars with the Cookeville Community Band Monday night. Chad McDonald is superintendent of the Cookeville Performing Arts Center. The free family event begins at 7:30 Monday night at Dogwood Park. Bring your lounge chair and enjoy the Cookeville Community Band. Kelly Young, Bridget Delk, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Bridget, I want to start with you because everything we hear is there's been a renaissance at the Monterey Senior Center. How did you come to the position?
Honestly, I saw it on Facebook. I was an activity assistant at Heritage Point Senior Living for a while and then took off whenever I had my youngest baby for a few years, and it popped up on Facebook. I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. I didn't know what the job entailed at first. So it was a big change when I first took the position, but I couldn't be more thankful for it.
Kelly, what is the role of an individual senior center director?
Really just to make sure that they're getting the best quality of life while they're there. We plan their activities. We plan trips and, you know, different things to keep them busy. Of course, we got to have the bingo and all that stuff and their coffee. And just really to make sure that they can come in and socialize with their friends and just have a good time.
What is the biggest misconception about senior centers, in your opinion?
I think like what Kelly was saying earlier, a lot of people think that seniors just come around and just hang out, just sit around and don't really do anything. But there's so much more to offer in a center than just sitting around a table. There's so much more.
There's a feeling that, I hate to use this term because I think it's demeaning to say it this way, but in some ways that the center's, it's like a babysitter.
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah. I mean, I think that's the perception that a lot of people have. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. They think that they're just coming out there to sit around for us to kind of make sure that they don't get up and fall or something like that. But they're really, once they get there, they're really active. Like they find out what we can do and what we can offer, and you know, they get involved. Some of them may take a little provoking, but once they get involved and they see, you know, they realize that they're not just there to do nothing.
Do you find seniors that maybe before they started coming to the senior center, maybe were kind of at home by themselves, didn't have activities, didn't have people to talk to, and had kind of shut down socially a little bit?
Yes, we have had quite a few that have called and, you know, like, well, what do you offer? I'm at home alone. My husband or my wife has just passed away. I need to socialize. And my big thing is, you know, give me one shot. Just give me one shot. Come see what I have to offer and go from there.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a huge part of it. They're afraid to take that step. Mm-hmm. So like she said, they, you know, if you can get them to give you that one shot, usually they're with you and they come back. And once they know that when you come in there, or once they come in there, that you're going to treat them like family and, you know, do what you can for them. If they need assistance with something, you can find them a resource to help them out or whatever. And then they get involved and they see that they fit in and they're part of your big old family. So
do you see a brightening, a return to vitality in some cases?
You do. It's kind of like you see them come back to life.
Yeah.
Especially whenever you bring in stuff like chair volleyball. Like, we are not chair volleyball players at all, but we have so much fun, and it is amazing just to hear the giggles come out of them and the laughter and then be like, you know, why haven't we done this before? Right. So it's really nice to see them come back to life.
We're talking to Kelly Young and Bridget Delk. Kelly leads the Fentress County Senior Center. Bridget Delk, the Monterey Senior Center. And of course, they're starting the process in the Upper Cumberland of renaming the senior centers. And we'll talk about that as we continue and kind of the reasons why with Kelly and Bridget. Stay with us. talking about the work of senior centers. And we encourage you, wherever you are in the Upper Cumberland, if you have a mom or a grandmother or father that maybe needs to get back involved socially, there are senior centers in your community. Almost every community within just a few miles of where you're sitting has a senior center available to you. Kelly Young leads the Fentress County Senior Center. Bridget Delk, the Monterey Senior Center. Are there social norms? Are there circles? Are there, are there kind of like in high school, they're the cliques and they're the popular ones and the quiet ones? Does that exist in a senior center?
Oh, absolutely.
Very much so.
And I tend to you have the ones that are just really outspoken. They're the loud ones. They want everybody to know, hey, I'm here. Come on, we have fun. But then you've got the group that's kind of sitting there and they might be playing their game, but they're just quiet and timid. Or I had a guy I signed up the other day and I said, do you like to aggravate? And he just kind of looked at me over his little eyebrows and he was like, he grinned. So once you kind of ag them on a little bit, they come out of their shell and they start getting in with that crowd that's louder, more involved in other things. But they still got their little groups that they like to sit with or whatever. So,
do you see friendships develop, Bridget?
You do. We have new people come in, and of course you have your regulars, I guess you would call them, and they're kind of standoffish at first. They're like, oh, who's this? And then they come back and they come back and you just see that friendship grow. And it's so amazing to watch. I mean, it is like high school. You do have your cliques, but at the end of the day, they're all family and they all click together.
We mentioned the rebranding, and really more than the words and what it's called, it's about understanding that the modern senior, the senior of 2024, is different than the senior of 1994 or 2004. What differences are you seeing between those people that are coming in today versus, say, 20 years ago?
A lot of my people don't want to be defined by their age. They say, I'm not a senior. I'm not old, in their words. So them wanting to eliminate the word senior was a big hit for our group. They were like, yeah, get rid of that because we're not seniors. Even if the one telling me that's 86 years old, she's still determined, I'm not a senior. And so we've decided, to go with it and eliminate it.
Do you see the same thing?
Mine are proud to be called seniors. They were a little, they kind of acted sad that they were wanting to take that away from them. They felt like they had grown and earned that title. But they also are the ones that will say, but look at what we're doing. I'm not old. I may be called a senior, but I'm not old. But they're proud still to be able to be called a senior. I think really the activities are just what's different as far as what they did years ago. There's more to offer them now. There's a place that they can come and be involved in different activities and things like that. So they're happy to be called seniors, but they still want those activities of the younger people.
Does that start with technology, that they want more access to technology, or maybe they are more technologically accessible than, say, the senior of 20 years ago?
Mine are not big fans on technology.
Really?
We have tried technology classes, smartphone classes, online shopping, and they're just not a fan. They're big on, I'll keep my landline and I will go to Walmart and pick up my own groceries. So technology is not a thing for us.
Good for them. How about being active, in terms of exercise and activity? You mentioned the volleyball. I mean, is that more a part of it today than it was before?
Yes.
What kinds of activities do you bring to the table in terms of physical exercise? And
We have an exercise class on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We have an advanced exercise class, a chair exercise class. We do yoga. We have chair volleyball. We incorporated the Wii, so a little bit of technology, but not much. We do Wii bowling, and they enjoy that. Line dancing, just to keep them moving, keep the blood circulating, instead of just sitting around the table drinking their coffee.
What are the things that you'd like to be able to do? I mean, what are there things that they ask about that they would like you to offer that maybe you're not able to, or that you'd like to try to find a way to do?
My group just really, they're gung-ho to do really anything. If it's something that they're interested in, we always make sure that they know, hey, come tell us. We're more than happy to see what we can do about getting that incorporated in our programs. We're really big on pretty much all the stuff that Monterey is, and so anytime anything new comes around, as I think Bridget would say, we're happy to say, hey, let's start doing this or whatever. Some may be more popular than others, but I think me and Bridget were talking, I think it's space. I think it's really having the space. We've been fortunate to get extra funding this year and things like that. So if we'd have had more space and all that, we could have done a little bit more. But at the same time, they're pretty content, I think, with the things that we do offer.
And I know the county's been trying to work hard to clear up some of the issues in the outside of your senior center in Fentress County.
Yeah, we were having some sidewalk issues and parking lot issues, but they're very supportive. We have a great support in our community. The commission's very supportive. Our county executive is very supportive. And always willing to take that step to try to help us, you know, in any way they can. So if we have an issue, that's their priority. They want to make sure that our seniors are taken care of.
Are things like trips, you know, is that something that today's senior is interested in maybe more so than before?
I think so. We do a lot of traveling. We do a lot of day trips throughout the month. And then last year was our first big travel. We traveled to Savannah, Georgia, and we stayed a week there. And this year we are taking on New York in November. So,
wow.
It's a little intimidating, but it's fun.
Just not going to lose anybody, right?
I hope not.
That's not fair.
Kelly Young, Bridget Delk are with us. We're talking about the work that they do in Fentress and Monterey. Kelly Young directs the Fentress County Senior Center. Bridget Delk is the Monterey Senior Center Director. I guess there is one part that is still a huge part of what senior centers do, and it's a life-saving part. Bridget, how important are the meals that are provided?
We actually do not provide the meals in Monterey. We do a potluck on Wednesdays, or the center will provide a meal, but we do it out of pocket. Monterey is such a small community. There is a local church that actually does free meals on Mondays and Fridays for the community, and the majority of our seniors attend that church to have the free meal. So we have made the decision as a board, you know, let's not step on her toes and overtake her meals. So we don't offer the meals.
How about in Fentress County, Kelly?
Our meal program is very, very popular. We were the first senior center to take over. We were kind of the pilot. We do, I think in May we did 2,300 five meals or something like that. But that's between what we call congregate and our home delivery program. We take out about 50, anywhere from 50 to 60 meals in the homes every day. And then we serve the hot meal that we cook every day in our center 5 days a week. A lot of people will come for that meal. They just, you know, they're by themselves. They don't want to cook a big meal for them. So they'll come and they'll eat that, and then they have something light before they go to bed, take their medicine, things like that. So I think it's very important. Some of them seem to need it more than others. But it's really a blessing to be able to offer that free to them. It's something they can come in, and as long as we've got paperwork on them, we're happy to feed them.
In some cases, they probably can't afford.
Yeah. There are some that could, but we don't turn them away. We're happy to see them. And of course, in the South, that's a big thing. You know, everybody likes to feed somebody. If you care about them, you want to feed them a good meal. So being able to see them come in and enjoy a meal with their friends really is just something good to see.
Even those that don't come to the senior center that you deal and you provide the meals to their home, there's still that human contact that may be lacking.
Yeah, they, our drivers get a part of our program that I don't even get every day. I've delivered to the homes before, and it's good, you know. But our drivers, we have four drivers that deliver, and they see that. They see that loneliness. They see their faces light up when they, because they know when to expect them. So usually they're right there ready to get their meal. Our drivers can't spend a whole lot of time with them because they have, you know, they have to get their meals out. But to see that person each day when they may not see anybody for 2 or 3 days, the drivers really get to see what a difference they're making in somebody's life.
How important is it for senior centers to be multi-generational? And in that question are a couple of things. You know, do you see a lot of sons and daughters, for example, bring their mothers or fathers for the first time? I got to imagine that you have a lot of kids that come and entertain, especially at the holidays and those sorts of things. Is that an important part, Bridget?
I think that it's very important. The last few months, we have incorporated bingo with grandkids. So they get to bring their grandbabies with them and show them what they do on a daily basis. And the kids absolutely love it. And, you know, at first they were kind of standoffish about it because they were kind of like, you know, this is our home. Why are we bringing them into it? But once we started bringing them in more and more, they're like, oh, hey, when are the kids coming back? Like, when do we get to see the kids?
The truth was they were too worried that the kids would have too much fun and want to come more regularly,
oh, yeah.
I guess, was probably.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And it is for them. You know, it's for the seniors. We have not incorporated the grandchild bingo yet, but that's something we are wanting to do. We've had some that want to bring their grandkids, and as of now, we've not set that up. But we try to incorporate intergenerational programming between maybe the library kids that have their reading program. They'll come over and read stories together, or at Christmas or holidays, they'll come in and sing maybe patriotic songs for 4th of July or something. So they enjoy seeing that. Now, you do have those that are like, okay, I've seen enough. Yens can go home now. You know, y'all are cute, but it's our turn now. So,
but that's the joy of being a grandmother, right?
Yes, yeah.
You love on them for a few minutes and
send
them back with their parents. Do you both see the growing needs? I mean, are you seeing more and more people come through the doors as we get these baby boomers that that are aging?
Absolutely.
Yes, yeah. For sure.
Is there going to be more need? I mean, are we going to need as a community to think about the resources that we're putting in to senior centers?
I think senior centers are becoming more popular. I think social media has helped with that because we're getting out pictures and images of what we're doing on the daily. We're getting our calendars out there. It's just we're growing, and we're growing fast.
A lot of people moving in, you know, to these areas. And they don't have to be from our county. They can be from different counties and just come visit us, you know. So they move in and they hear, I had somebody call from Pikeville the other day and they were interested in coming up. So, you know, they hear, as she said, they see what we're doing and they're interested. So we're signing up new people every day, and I'm sure Bridget is too. And I think that's throughout the Upper Cumberland.
What's your message to a senior who, maybe I've thought about it, but just haven't brought myself to visit?
My big thing is, you know, just give me a shot. Just see what I have to offer and see what's behind those doors.
Yeah, I agree. Just come out and let us treat you like family, and you won't want to go home and stay. You'll want to come back.
Kelly Young, Bridget Delk, we continue. Kelly Young, Fitchers County Senior Center, Bridget Delk with the Monterey Senior Center. Before we run out of time, Bridget, what is the best way if you live in Monterey to kind of keep up with activities and things that you have going on and see your schedule of events, so to speak?
Well, our doors are always open 9 to 2, Monday through Thursday. So pop in, grab a calendar. If you are on social media, follow us on Facebook at the Monterey Senior Citizen Center. And a lot of local Facebook groups on Monterey, like Monterey Happenings, the Monterey Depot Museum, they always pop out our calendars. So you can either find us on social media or, like I said, come in. Our door's always open.
Kelly, how about in Fentress County?
I agree. That's the best way to do it. Just come in. We're there 9 to 3, Monday through Friday. Staff's available from 7 to 3. Call, come by, get you a calendar and a menu. We do have a Facebook page. It's Fentress County Senior Citizen Center. We try to post regularly on there what we're doing, what we've got coming up, things like that. We always post our calendar there too. So, just come see us.
Take advantage of the resources. It's there for you. Kelly Young directs the Fentress County Senior Center. Bridget Delk leads the Monterey Senior Center. Thank you both for educating us today.
Thank you
for having us.
New York City?
New York City.
Wow.
She's